Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. My name is Daniel, and I am here to help you monetize your passion, build an online business by teaching what you know. All right. Welcome to episode 40 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I'm going to be talking about the three things you must do before you start an online business. Now, if you are new to online business and specifically to online courses, membership sites, and coaching programs, you want to become a coach, you want to become an online digital teacher, if you will, you need to have certain things in place before you go out there into the world and start coaching somebody. Before you start teaching something, okay? So this is going to be a very practical episode for you. But before we get into the content of this episode, download my free guide, The 7 Proven Steps on How to Get Started in Online Course Business. How to follow the 7 proven steps that world-class, successful online course business owners have taken in order to create their own successful online course business. These are the steps that I have taken. I have done this free ebook for you, so you can just go through it in a sitting. It's just a very practical ebook, and you're going to follow the 7 proven steps, simple steps that you need to follow in that same order that I have written them in order for you to start your own online course business. I have built a 6-figure online course business from the ground up without no experience whatsoever. And I want to share this knowledge with you in this free ebook. Again, go to danielcarrizales.com/guide in order to download that free ebook. The link will be in the show notes so you can get started with your own online course business. All right, let's get right into it. I want this episode to be really practical for you, okay? I really want you to put in practice 3 major things that you need to do in order to get started. You probably have a day job as you're listening to this. You want to transition into the online world. You want to become a digital entrepreneur. You want to work online. You want to be location free. Or maybe you just want to supplement your income. Whatever your goals are, these 3 things that I'm going to share here with you are crucial for you in order to get started. Okay, so let's get right into it. So, number 1, work on yourself. Invest in yourself. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is that in order for you to go out there into the real world and start teaching something, you need to be very good, not only in your industry, but as well as a person. Now, bear with me as I elaborate here. You need to start investing in yourself as a person. You're probably already an expert in your industry. You probably know a lot already, and you can go out there and teach. But if you're a jaded person, if you're a cynical person because of your lifestyle, your day job, your boss, your relationship, you're not going to do a very good job in order to teach somebody else. Okay? It doesn't matter what you're teaching. It doesn't matter if you're teaching how to make videos, how to play the guitar, how to build an online course business for that matter, like I'm doing here. It doesn't matter if you're doing music licensing, right? I have done all of those things, by the way. All right. But if you don't invest in yourself and you don't invest in personal development, full stop, you're not going to be successful. You need to be somebody that is always learning, somebody that is always growing. And you have to become somebody that you're not today. When I first got started, the first thing I did was educate myself on how to start an online business. What are the things I need to do? Now, the tactical, the very practical things, like building a website, creating a YouTube channel, and creating content, those things are easy. Now, you probably haven't done this before, and that's okay. We all start from zero. But those things are really, really easy. The hard part is the internal work that we all need to do. And you're going to have to start at one point or another. So it's better to start before you start your own online business and not afterwards. Now, what I recommend is to invest in personal development, reading books. I personally love to read not only books, but as well audiobooks. So I go for a jog. I do exercise early in the morning. So I invest in this kind of routine and ritual, if you will, that I have developed over the years. And this is something that I haven't invented this kind of like routines, by the way. This is what successful people do. They wake up early in the morning and they go and do some type of workout. I have created my own routine, my own schedule around that. I don't need to wake up at 5 in the morning. I work for myself. I work from home. I don't need to wake up that early. Certainly don't need to work out that early either. I can do this maybe in the afternoon, so whatever, right? But I have followed the footsteps of the great, of the world class. And I hope that if you're listening to this podcast episode, you want to become a world class performer as well, not only in your life, but in your relationships and in your online business. Whether you want to create an online business on the side, okay, and that's how we all start, but whether you want to go on the side and build this as to supplement your income and then slowly, hopefully transition into a full-time job, if you will, or you just want to create something that is going to be your main source of income because you have no job. That's how I got started. I've been unemployed for more than 11, I'm going for 12 years now. All right. So I haven't been on somebody's payroll for many, many years. And that's how I got started. That was my initial jumpstart or kickstart in order to start working for myself was because of unemployment. It was because of necessity. It was because I needed to figure it out on my own. I have told my story many, many times before on how I found myself in a foreign country, unemployed, and how I became a stay-at-home dad. And overnight, I had no income. I have lost all of my savings, and I had to do something fast and quick. So what really got me into working for myself and start my own business from the ground up was investing in myself and investing in personal development. The more I was reading about books on how to create money and how to earn money and how to work for myself, how to become successful, it was all going back to the same thing, personal development. Invest in yourself. Get rid of toxic relationships. Yes. Get rid of toxic relationships, either friends and even family members. Now, I'm not saying that you have to cut their head off, but I'm just saying to not be around or sharing so much of things that are really important to you. You need to separate yourself from this toxic relationship that is only going to bring you down. Now, I love, you know, everybody in my family. There are some members in my family that they don't share the same beliefs that I share. They don't share the same views, the same values, okay? I used to do this in the past. I used to like really get really happy about what I was doing and what I was learning and what I was going through. And I tried to share that with my loved ones, with the closest ones to me, okay? And, you know, this will fall on deaf ears, and this will actually create resentment because here I am investing in myself, growing out of a very hard, difficult situation as a stay-at-home dad, being a parent for the first time, living in a foreign country with no money, and I was transforming myself into a better person, and I'm still in that journey of becoming a better person. But my family was not really happy to see what I was doing. Now, they're not saying that to me directly. But I want to express my joy of what I was founding, what I was finding in my journey of, you know, of self-development and growth and mindset. But this didn't help. It didn't help out at all with my loved ones and family members and friends. So I decided to just keep it to myself. And I still love my family members, you know. And I'm not going to name names here because if they're listening, I don't want them to be offended by any means. But it's the truth. It's the hard truth. You have to get rid of toxic relationships. I have close friends from the past, you know, that they're just negative. It's just in their nature. And some people are just negative. They just don't know how to do anything else. These are the friends that are really close to you, and they're really lovely. They love you to death. You love them to death as well, but they just don't share the same views. And then if you try to change and you try to grow and become better, they're not necessarily telling you to slow down or to don't dream big or anything like that, but it's just with the negativity that they have throughout their lives, by the way, it's just not helping you. So this is something that you have to be very cautious, and this is something that you have to really take note and audit, really, your circle. Who are the people that you're hanging out with? Family members, who are the ones that believe in you, and who are the ones who say, hey, well, you know, that's good for you maybe, but you know, what are you doing risking this? Why you want to dream so big? What, money's not very important, right? You should be comfortable with what you are. You already have a job. You already have some type of security. Why you want to move over there? Why you want to rock the boat, right? So you really need to audit this type of messages that you're getting from friends and from relatives. And, you know, it's just something that is, this is the hard work. This is the homework, really. In order to become successful and to change and to build your own online business, you need to get rid of this from the start, okay? So this is very important. I mean, I have no time right now for negativity. And, you know, I gotta confess, I have hurt people in the past by trying to shove down their throat what they can do online. I have done this. I have ruined many gatherings. I have ruined relationship with family members, trying to help them out, you know, like try to share what I'm sharing here with you. Like, check out this. You can do this. You can create a YouTube channel. You don't need to go to film school. You can just grab a camera, start recording right now, you know, which is the truth, but I'm not making this shit up. This is the honest truth, and I'm trying to give direction, but you know, if people don't want to learn or they don't want to listen to you, they are not going to listen to you. And it's like try to force a religion on somebody else. It's that bad. You cannot make somebody else a believer. You can't. And you can't save those who don't want to be saved. So this is something that you really need to go inwards more than going outwards in the beginning. You need to focus on yourself and try to really educate yourself in mindset and try to develop habits. Try to work out, wake up early, develop new habits, okay? I mean, I quit everything, man. I quit toxic relationships. I quit smoking weed daily. I was a smoker. I was a daily weed smoker for years. I quit. When I found myself at home, I said, there's no way I can start an online business by having a spliff with a coffee in the morning. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Who are we fooling here, right? So you have to come close. You have to come face to face with that reality. You need to have that tough conversations with yourself. You need to look at yourself in the mirror, and that's the person you need to change first before you go into the world and say, hey, you should do this. Follow me here. I'm going to teach you about this. Before you do that, you need to change yourself first. Educate yourself first. Become better. Become a stronger version of yourself, okay? Coach yourself better, okay? That's the only way that you're going to go into the world and teach somebody else something, okay? So that's number one. Work on yourself and invest in personal development. Buy books, read books, listen to audiobooks, okay? Listen to podcasts like this one about online business, lifestyle, mindset, and just really brainwash yourself into positivity. There's no other way. You can see this in reverse with the news, with the media. You need to do the same thing in reverse, okay? So the same way that you have CNN, Fox, or whatever, BBC, wherever you live, you know, your news network, whatever it is, which is, they're all the same, by the way. The same way that they have the updates, like early in the morning, then at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then prime time or whatever, then the regular updates, right? And God forbid if you are watching BBC news on a loop 24 hours or CNN, these channels are just bombarding you with this news and this negativity and this fear, right? This is not something new. This is not just because of 2020 and that pandemic and all of this. This has been going on for years, okay? So that same strategy that they have, the media, you have to have it for yourself, but with positivity, okay? And personal development, education, growth, mindset, financial security, not financial security, because I hate to use that word security. There's no security, man, but financial freedom, right? You want to become financial free. And what that looks to you might look different to me. For me, financial freedom means to be on a Thursday morning here in my house, wearing flip-flops, recording a podcast. And by the way, this podcast is free. I'm not earning any money with this podcast, right? But I have developed a lifestyle around my business that allows me to be on a Thursday morning recording a free podcast that I'm not earning any money whatsoever, and I want to give something to you, right? This is my lifestyle. And I woke up this morning at 5 in the morning to work out. I listened to a podcast myself. So not only am I a consumer, but I'm a creator, right? And I listen to podcasts in the morning. I work on myself. I work out. I go for a swim, daily swims early in the morning. It's 10 to 10 in the morning right now, so I'm recording this. And at this time, most people are either in an office, some type of work, or they're working in a coffee shop, or they have their own business, maybe like a shop selling shoes or whatever, but they hate their job. They hate the business that I have created. They want to work online. They don't want to be slave to their own shop, to the timetable of working in the mornings and closing the shop at night. Probably you work for somebody else, for a company, for something that you're not really emotionally connected to. You need to start working for yourself first, inwards, before you break through, before you go out there into the world and create something for yourself. But you need to take responsibility, and you need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, what am I going to be doing today in order to invest in my personal development? For me, it's been for years now, and it has always been to just bypass the news, brainwash myself with positivity, read any book on success, any book on mindset and how to become better, right? Wake up early, non-negotiable. This is, by the way, non-negotiable. Wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day and go for a workout, for a jog, a run. I mean, I don't come back home until I'm sweating, okay, like a pig. And I don't come back home until there are tears running down my face because I've heard a positive comment or a positive interview on a podcast episode or an audiobook, something that moves me to my core, something that gives me hope for a better future. I don't come back home until I have accomplished that. And I need to be in touch with something that is greater than just my worries, my bills, or what's here for me, okay? I need to go deeper, and this needs to be a daily practice. So this is very important for you to get really download that into your system, if you will. And this is what you need to reprogram your mind. And investing in yourself and personal development is by far the best practice that you can implement in your life, especially if you want to start an online business. And this is going to help you not only start, but carry you through. This is something that you need to really have it as your little project, your little thing that you want to invest in. Okay, the same way that you want to learn something new, or that you want to play, let's say that you play video games, right? And you want to get into this video game, whatever that is, and spend times there and obsessing about going to the new level or whatever. It's the same kind of like devotion that you need to have for personal development. It's almost like I found this new thing and I want to really immerse myself in this. And it's a life practice. It's not something that you just finish and that's it, you're done, okay? So personal development, that's number one. Number two, learn to speak on camera. Now, if you're going to start an online business, you know that video is king. If you don't know how to speak on camera, you need to get practice. You need to practice to speak on camera. Grab your mobile phone and start speaking on camera. When I first got started, I didn't know what I was doing. I'd never spoken on camera before, ever. So I've been there. I had a DSLR and I started to just talk to the camera. My first video, I recorded it and I uploaded it. That was it. No big deal. I wasn't speaking I'm not the best communicator. I didn't go to school. I didn't do anything in order to become a speaker or to speak on camera. I broke all the rules. And, you know, the video is horrible. It's still up there online. But it started something so profound for me. I didn't know what I was doing. But that first video that I uploaded to my YouTube channel, it just changed my life. And then the second one, it actually became one of the most views on my YouTube channel. I'm talking about the Stock Music Licensing YouTube channel, where I teach musicians about music licensing. And if you're new to this podcast episode, that's how I started my online business, my educational business. I teach musicians on how to get started and create money by selling their music online with music licensing. Everything that I have learned from that business, I am putting it here on this podcast episode. On this Creative Entrepreneurs podcast. So learn to speak on camera. I have released so many videos over the years, and I have learned a thing or two about speaking on camera. Again, I am not the best, but I speak good enough on camera in order to create a six-figure online course business. And that's all you need to know. And by the way, when you create your online course, you don't really need to speak on camera. So I'll use myself as an example, obviously, because I will never tell you to do something that I have never done myself. Okay, so when I speak on camera on my YouTube channel, it's just a way to communicate. I communicate with you or with my audience, I should say, because probably you haven't seen my YouTube videos. So I communicate through video and I educate through videos. However, when I am actually creating an online course because I'm teaching about music, my face is nowhere to be seen. So people that enroll in my courses, they're not seeing my face whatsoever. So there is such a thing as creating a training program, a digital course, and your face doesn't need to be on video. And there's reasons for this. Number one is that it's distracting for the student. And number two, you're not going to be, your face is not important when you're teaching something, right? And because I'm teaching about music, it's usually just a software. So I'm giving directions, or it's a slideshow, it's a keynote presentation. So my face doesn't need to be there in the online course. However, in order to sell the online course, I need to be able to appear somewhere. And this is where YouTube comes in hand, or a sales page where you have a video presentation where you say, hey, I'm very happy for you to check out the course. I'm here teaching you about online business. And if you would like to learn on how to create your own online business, go and enroll in the course. Click the link below. You need to appear on camera in order to do that, right? So you need to speak in a very comfortable way on camera. And I don't care how you look, right? I'm not the best looking guy. As we speak now, I have braces in my teeth. Okay, I'm 47. I have braces. Okay, so the way you look means nothing. Either you're bald, you have a beard, you have braces, it doesn't really matter. Okay, but you need to be comfortable in your own skin in order to talk on camera. This is one of the most difficult parts, by the way, for people. People want to go into the online business and they want to sell something online and they want to create content, and yet they can't speak on camera. You need to practice today. You need to get over that fear of speaking to the camera. The most powerful tool we have is a camera, a video. Video is king. So if you can speak to somebody on camera and communicate an idea, inspire, teach something on camera, this is way before you sell your online course, by the way. But if you can do that, then you have a better chance to be successful. Camera and video is king. You need to start getting good at that. If you don't look good on camera, you're not happy with the way you look, get better. Okay, let's go to number three. Become a content creator. You need to see yourself as a content creator, okay? Regardless of what industry you're in, regardless of the topic that you're going to be teaching, you need to think yourself as a content creator. You are a content creator. Now, content creation can be a blog, could be a podcast, it can be a video, and ideally, all of those things. You can't just say, I only do podcasts, because I don't like to be on video. I know a lot of people are sharing this kind of like nonsense. Like, if you don't like to be on video, you can just talk to a microphone and be on a podcast. I don't believe that, man. You need to be good at many things. You need to have so many skills today under your belt in order to be successful. That's the reality. I don't care what others are saying. You need to be good on video. You need to be good on the microphone. You need to be good at writing, right? Email, sales copy. You need to be good at so many things. And it's the harsh reality. I'm not going to say that it's easy, but it is possible for you to make it. Right? If I can do it, you can do it. I did terrible in school. I'm dyslexic. I speak multiple languages, right? Which it could be an advantage, but at the same time, my accents and certain words and the way I speak, you know, it makes it hard for me. Sometimes I say things that I'm not supposed to say, and I don't care, right? I don't care. This is me. This is my story, right? And things that I have been through is what makes me who I am today. And I can connect with somebody else. So my content creation is unique to me. So if I'm teaching about music licensing, then which I am already doing that, that's something that I have done. It's something that I have accomplished success with. And I'm teaching somebody else do the same thing. I'm coaching people doing that. So, but The content creation is in the form of a podcast, in the form of a video, in the form of an email. There's content behind closed doors, for example, in email that I'm sharing with my audience. So I need to write, right? I need to write. I mean, I need to write. I need to sit down and say, hey, hi, friend, how are you? In this email, I want to share with you three simple tips that you can do in order to increase the chances of being successful with music licensing. Or in this case, what I'm doing here with you, three things that you must do before you start an online business. Okay? So these are very crucial things and simple things that you can do. Regardless of the industry that you're in, regardless of the topic, anything that you are good at, okay, you can sell your knowledge, but you need to start creating content. You need to start a podcast. I don't care if it's a podcast about photography. It doesn't matter, right? Or you like to paint with, I don't know, man. It doesn't really matter the industry. You're into cooking, right? You want to make videos. You want to write a book. It doesn't matter the industry. You're a guitar player. All of these things need a podcast. Go and do your own homework and research about that. There's a podcast for everything nowadays. So create a podcast, that's content. Create a blog post on your website, that's content. All right? Create videos, that's content. You need a YouTube channel. I mean, that's a no-brainer. If you don't have a YouTube channel, you're living in a dream world. If you're not monetizing your content, the knowledge that you have, I don't know what you're doing. You need to start this process today. By monetizing, I mean that even though I'm creating this podcast and I'm not earning any money, I'm investing in the future. Right, because this is content that lives online. This is content that I'm going to be creating that is going to be there for people to find this episode years from now. The same is with YouTube. I still get people hitting me up on YouTube saying, I just found your videos, right? And they're putting a comment on a video that I released in 2016. It's madness. But that's the power of content. And that could be a potential client. And most importantly, forget about the clients and forget about the money. You're creating authority. That's what you want. You want the authority. You want to become a person of leadership, of authority. You want to become somebody that is, hey, I'm here because I have done it before, and this is what I can teach you. Go and check out the videos. That's all I need to do now. And even here with you, I can just say to you, go to my Stock Music Licensing YouTube channel and check me out. There's proof that I've been around. And I've done some things, okay? There's nothing worse than when you go and try to buy something, a training program, whether it's about music licensing or how to start an online business. And by the way, in the online business world, this is really, it's a problem. This is a big problem in the online world because when it comes to online business, when you buy something from somebody, right, and you try to Google their name, on how to create an online business, and you try to let me rephrase this because I'm getting wind up right now as I'm talking, and I can't even express myself right. This is what I'm talking about, right? When you are in the lookout to buy a training program or something about online business, on how to make money from home, on how to create your own online business, and you purchase something like that from somebody that you don't know, and you haven't done your research on this person, and then after you have bought that product, you kind of like feel a little bit weird because, okay, but I don't know much about this person. All you came across was probably an ad on Facebook or YouTube, and it just sent you to a landing page, right? And it's pretty compelling copy. Probably there's a video. There's probably a video presentation on the sales page about what they're selling. But when you Google their name, you find nothing. There is no YouTube channel. There is no Instagram account where you can double check them, right? And people need proof, man. They don't need just proof from two customers or three or four customers, some testimonials on a sales page. People want to see what you're about. I want to see what you're about, right? So the most important thing for you to create is content. When somebody Googles your name, you should appear, right? Because when I'm sure people have Googled my name, and not only to check me out, to see I'm legit, and they should, yeah, because that's what I do. If I'm buying something from somebody, whatever that is, I want to know who they are. I want to see the reviews. I want to see the testimonials. So don't, please make sure that you don't become one of those online entrepreneurs or one of those people who try to create an online course business and not have anything, a digital footprint, something that you have left behind so people can check you out. I've seen this so many times, and people spend money, man. I have seen people spend so much money on products and stuff, training programs, from people that they have nothing online. There's nothing. You Google their name and you can't find anything. You found maybe a Facebook account that is empty. You find an Instagram account that has nothing. They don't share anything. But there's nothing. There's not even a single blog post sharing about something. There's no YouTube channel sharing about nothing either. There's nothing. That's why content is so important. Content marketing and content creation is the key in order to build trust, authority, so people can know, get to know you. This is by far one of the most important things that you need to be focusing on. Okay? Sorry if I start to sound like I'm ranting away towards the end of this episode, but I get really wind up about this because people, first of all, there's people out there that just want to sell you something. And I'm not saying that they're not legit, but man, why there's no content online? Why you want to just package something up and there's no proof of you? Who are you? What have you done? Who are you? We want to know. It's the internet. If I don't see people that have nothing to share online, and they're not telling their story, you have to be very suspicious. That's all I'm saying. If you're not sharing your life, your story, you should, because it's your life. It's your story. It's fucking amazing. You should be proud of who you are. You should be proud. If you were proud of what you have made, you will be. Bloody hell, man, you will definitely have a podcast episodes talking about it and sharing it with the world. You will have a website with content on it. You will have YouTube videos. You will have an Instagram trying to share what you're doing, right? So when somebody doesn't have that, I get very suspicious. I'm like, what's the reason? Why are you hiding? Why are you not sharing? Okay? So create content. Again, the three things you must do before you start an online business. Number one, work on yourself and invest in personal development. Number two, learn to speak on camera. And number three, become a content creator. You need to start seeing yourself as a content creator. I hope this episode finds you well. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Subscribe to the podcast, follow us, share the podcast with somebody that might benefit from this content. Don't forget to download my free guide at danielcarrizales.com/guide. And as always, rock and roll, and here's to your success.